Hello and welcome to another episode of Dear Kev on Stage, the show where I give you the best, worst advice on the planet. As always, these questions are submitted to me at DearKev on KevOnStage.com. And everybody remains anonymous. I will never reveal your name or your picture when you submit a question. Don't pray and worry. Let's get to the first question. Dear Kev, big fan, right pack, all that. How do I tell my husband I don't want to kiss? He loves to kiss, but he is not that great at it. He comes into each one with a fully open mouth. By the time he's done, anything in the vicinity of my lips is drenched in saliva. Sometimes it's so much that I wipe my face right then. But most times I stay there frozen, waiting for him to look away or leave so I can go wash my face, as to not hurt his feelings. He also tries to choke me with his tongue. I try to give him some instruction, but he goes back to what he knows. My great-grandpa used to leave the grandkids with a big patch of spit on our cheeks because he gave wet kisses. Whenever my husband kisses me, I think about my great-grandpa. Rest his soul. First of all, it's a terrible visual. Hey, baby, give me a kiss. I licked the mic. Sorry about that. I feel for you. I'm a pretty wet kisser. There's not a lot you can do. Say, hey, man, kiss my vulva like that, not my face. I don't want spit all over my face. It stinks. Next time he comes in with the big open mouth like, hey, baby, grab his lips and bring them to the space that you want. And when he sticks his tongue out, push back, fight back. And he's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm teaching you what type of kiss I want. Or just say, hey, man, I don't want kissing to you. I didn't like it. Sometimes you got to tell people the truth. A friend of mine was asking me. He was older than me. It was kind of weird. He was like, man, how do you kiss a girl? And I was like, man, you just kiss, you know. You know, he was like, man, but I feel like I'd be going too much tongue. And I was like, okay, man, just go just the tip of the tongue. Just go the, like a little snake's mouth. He was like, yeah, but the tip of my tongue could wash a car. And I was like, dang, man, then shoot, do something else. And just tell your husband, man, no, don't kiss me or I'll divorce you. Kiss me one more time, I'll divorce you right now. I hate the way you tell that man you kiss like my grandfather and it don't turn me on. And the more you kiss me, the less I want to sexing with you. Threatening sex being less, it'll get your man right in order. So, hey, man, closed mouth don't get fed. Open mouth gets too much kiss. That was supposed to rhyme, but it didn't rhyme. You got to tell that man I hate your kisses. You know how Kelly Rowland's song say, I like my kisses down low. You say, I hate your kisses where they go. And then he'd be like, dang, man, why didn't Kelly Rowland have good solo albums? He'd be like, man, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the fact that I hate your kisses and it makes me hate you, and I don't want to hate you. So stop. Email me back. Tell me how it works. Next question. Dear Kev, my husband and I have been married for about 7 years. We both grew up on a church. I was raised Baptist, and he was raised Pentecostal. Yes, I mean at every service, Bible study, choir, rehearsal, everything. In his mind, he thinks it's okay to have sexual relations while listening to gospel music. This actually happened one night by accident. I was listening to my gospel playlist. He was going to sleep, and he rubbed up against me, and it was on from there. I tried to turn it off, but he wouldn't let me get to my phone. After the fact, he said, that turned him on more. What do you think? By the way, the song that was playing in the background was Living Word by Fred Hammond. And then Jesus is a Love Song by the Clark Sisters. You had sex to Living Word? Let's pull that up. God, our Father, hallelujah, we know to call you. That's probably that song. I'm pretty sure that's it. Yep, that's it. God. Oh, this Bread of Life? Y'all was smashing to this? Girl, you got that Bread of Life. Many things. How did this turn him on? Oh, this is to the Lord. A conqueror. Carpenter. You are the living word. Rub your booty. Come on. Rub it on me. I like the way your butt is soft. I want to go and turn you on. This is a juicy butt. How y'all had sex to this? Jesus is in love. Let's listen to the Clark This is the song y'all was having sex to. Jesus is. Let's put it up, man. Oh, man. What'd you say? Jesus is a love song? Hold on, let me double check. I just
Jesus is a love song.
Is it from Finally Karen? Oh wait, this is the reprise. Hold on. Don't edit this out, Greg. You leave it right here. Hold on. I said don't edit it, Greg. This is the reprise. I'm like, this don't start like this. Jesus, this is it. How y'all smashing it is like, ooh, girl, throw that thing in a prayer circle. Listen, I'm going to tell you the gospel song to have sex to. Okay? This is the one. If your husband is sure that you have to do it, okay, it needs to be to this song. Come on, man, hurry up. Come on and give yourself away. Give him that butt so you can use me. Come on. Here I am, naked and available to you. I stand. Got my penis in my hand. Oh, I want your breast. Honk unto the Lord. Cup your booty for the Lord. Give myself away. Come on, choir. Give myself away. Okay, you got one more gospel song. If you're going to do it, this is the last one. Okay, let me see what it is. Let me find it for you. Jesus is a love song. This is it, too. This is a good song to have gospel sex to. Come on, Apple Music. I don't pay $15.99 a month for this. Listen, my breast and booty belong to you. Have your wife say that. My breast and booty belong to you. Have your wife sing this part. You sing this to your husband. My breast and booty belong to you. Why? Why? You deserve it. Come on, you've worked all day. You played the mortgage. You mowed the lawn. You washed my car. You deserve this butt in the name of the Lord. As long as you're not having sex to what was actually gospel music made for sex, this is the one that you just... Whew. This is the one you just can't. T.D. Jakes' Sacred Love Songs. Because T.D. was talking over it. No, man. See, they really wanted church people to make sweet love to this. But T.D. Jakes was in the back like, oh, yes. Some people are just really saved, and there's nothing you can do. I never heard of nobody being turned on by gospel music, but hey, throw that thing back in the name of the Lord. Amen? It's all you can really do. Throw it back for Jesus. Next question. Dear Kev, I haven't been on a plane in over 3 years. I've flown altogether maybe 12 to 18 times. When I was younger, flying was fun, but when I got into my early 20s, it really started to freak me out. I love listening to Righteous and Ratchet and seeing you and Doughboy travel all across the country, and I wish I could do the same again. I also love how unapologetically you show your love to God in your videos. Any advice from a seasoned traveler like yourself to make anything make myself enjoy flying would be great. Much appreciated. Here's how I deal with it, because we travel a lot and we often deal with turbulence. I just tell myself, if I die in a plane crash, I'm just going to die. There's nothing I can do to prevent it. Having the seatbelt ain't going to save me. If the plane crashes and explodes, I'm just going to be dead. And taking yourself out of the control is so much more freeing. And listen, me dying ain't really my problem. That's my kids and my wife's problem. They got to deal with it. They got to make sure my last Instagram post isn't a post that you want to comment, rest in peace. What if I'm talking about butt, and then I die in a plane crash, people go, oh, rest in peace. What was he talking about? Butt? That's their problem. My wife got to scramble to my Instagram. And
since death is a possibility in life, let's live more responsibly by not posting about death.
I'm talking about
so people have to not post about butts.
I want you to have to log in and say, he wasn't talking about butt.
I got to delete all your stuff so I'm not embarrassed and your legacy isn't tainted because you was out here being reckless.
If I die in a plane crash.
God is not happy.
Listen. If I die in a plane crash, before you tell anybody, post a new picture and be like, make it super spiritual. God, I love you so much.
I'm
you're the best
this.
Thing ever in the world.
If his foolishness I'll
make my last,
the last
tweet,
thing,
YouTube video.
Nothing deep.
I don't want it to be.
In real life, you're as deep as a kiddie swimming pool.
But make my last post honorable to
absolutely
the Lord.
Not.
Zay Zay, I'm going to text you my password. If I die in a plane crash, before y'all tell anybody, log in and say, and just put prayer hands and a dove with the soft filter on there and be like, I always gave my life to God. And then people be like, dang, it was a message from the Lord. Nah, we knew he died 2 hours ago. We just knew his life. Because people don't even go back 2 or 3 posts. We're lazy. We just comment on the most recent. What if it was just me hooping? Like, man, he got crossed over into the afterlife. Now it don't even make sense. Change my last post.
No.
Except that you can die at any time. And you don't really have to deal with nothing. I got life insurance. If I burn up in a fire, you didn't have to cremate me. I want you to take my ash because I don't want to be cremated. You bury me in case the Lord calls me home and he wants to re-alive me and I got to come out like this. And now you burnt me up. Now I can't do nothing. So if I get cremated, you put my ashes in a casket and you form me like Play-Doh into a body. So if the Lord calls me home, at least my dusty bones could come out and walk around and stuff. And I'm an organ donor. I'm going to be mad if Lord awakens me and y'all done took my eyes. I'm like, bro, I already got LASIK on those. Why I didn't die before the LASIK? Don't take good surgically repaired eyes and donate them. If you're going to donate my eyes, donate the ones that was broken and needed glasses. Not these good LASIK eyes. I ain't even had them for a year yet. Nothing you can do. Greg, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, Mel, on their honeymoon, they had like the worst fear. I mean, they had worst flight ever. It was bumpy. They thought they was going to die. They couldn't fly for years. And I was like, bro, you ain't die, though. And really, the chances of dying in a jet engine, a huge jet are very, very low. Chances of it falling out of the sky, very low. But if you do, man, so what? You don't have to pay student loans no more. That's what I tell myself. Like, bro, if I'm dead, Sally Mae, don't you ask for nothing else. Sleep at night knowing that you have no control over life, your life. Sleep peacefully knowing when you're dead, and get the best sleep of your life. The only sleep better than death is on a Purple mattress. Purple mattress is the best night's sleep I can ever get. Okay, you struggling to get a good night's sleep, worrying about flying, relax. Lay on your Purple mattress. That's why you ain't sleeping good. It ain't the thought of death. It's a life without a good mattress. Okay, Purple mattress will probably feel different than anything you ever experienced because it's used this brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. Not this memory foam crap you're used to. Purple is the finest material, feels so unique because it's firm and soft at the very same time. And it keeps everything supported while remaining comfortable. Ends up giving you the zero gravity-like feel for any sleeping position. And it has a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund, and it's backed by a 10-year warranty. And Purple has free shipping and returns. You're going to love Purple. And right now, my listeners will get a free Purple mattress Right now, my listeners will get a free purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to great gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text DEAR to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DEAR to 84888. That's D-E-A-R to 84888. Message and data rates apply. Next question. Remember, submit your questions to DearKev at KevOnStage.com. If you don't submit questions, then this show goes away. You hear me? You feel me? You remain anonymous. Don't worry. Dear Kev, my boyfriend has been asking for too much. I'm an independent woman with a strong level of confidence in myself. I'm happy with who I see in the mirror every morning. However, my boyfriend is always asking me to change my appearance and my career. I love him, but I refuse to change who I struggled to become before he was in the picture. How do I politely tell him if he loves me, then he should accept me for who I am, or there's the door? I don't want to cause tension between us, but it's starting to change how I look at him. We have discussed marriage many times, but I don't think that's the woman, or I don't think that's what I want anymore. How do I let him down without breaking his heart? You don't. Why y'all so worried about other people's feelings? Tell that man I am not finna marry you. You get on my nerves. If you don't like me as I am, then you can get the F out. Don't cuss at him. Just say get the F. TF. You already know what TF going on. There's the door, Charlie. You can go, because I'm me, and I've been reading Terry McMillan books and watching Tyler Perry movies, and I'm feeling myself. I am empowered. If you don't love me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. If you don't love me as a girlfriend, then you don't deserve me as a wife. Bye, Charles. And I don't need you. Can't win with you. Can't coach you. Don't like you. You can be gone. To the left, everything you want in a box, to the left. Get gone, fool. Say like the 70s. Get gone, fool. I don't love you. Never did. Disrespect him. Smack him around a little bit. And then touch your body and be like, hey, you ain't going to get none of this. And I was finna bake a pumpkin pie for you. And I ain't. Bye. He going to come crawling back to you, girl. Tell that man you don't need him and you've been cheating on him. And by the way, I've been cheating on you with your brother, Jamal. And he loves me for me. So do you want me or not? Nah? Don't really cheat on him, but threaten him. See how that works. Email me back. Tell me how it went. Dear Cab, I love your show and I would like your advice. I'm a black woman married to a selfish man. My husband has recently decided to grow his hair long. He's always had waves. He just turned 30 and I guess he wanted to try something new. However, he keeps using all my stuff. I know as a married couple you're supposed to share, but it's getting out of hand. He takes my hair products and uses 3 times the amount I needed to apply to his stupid head. Hair products are so expensive, and now I keep running out of it because of him. I've even tried to show him the amount of product he is supposed to use, but then he waits until I leave the room to add more. I don't know what his problem is. How do he not realize that making his head extra greasy would not make the hair grow any faster? This is annoying. I kind of want a divorce. All y'all do is take off stuff. Where's my hoodie? Oh, it was comfortable. Where's my favorite hoop short? Oh, it was comfortable. Here's my box of fries. Can I get some fries? No, no, no. You can't get no fries. Take my hoodie off. Take my hoop shorts off. And take my drawers off. And have sex with me. Just buy more products. You want a divorce over essential oils? I use my wife's products all the time. My boys do too. I like to smell smooth and sultry. I be like, what is this? Coconut with lavender? I like the way it makes my skin feel. This is just something that you got to deal with. Steal some of his money and buy more products and hide them. Men are stupid. We don't even look in the bank account. I don't know what my wife is doing. She could be stealing from me every day. I would be on DJ Vlad TV talking about, man, I just trusted her. You know what I'm saying? She took all the money out and I got to start all over. And my career was out. I ain't looked in our main bank account in, no lie, like 6 years. I don't know how much money's in that account. Full trust with this woman. She could be running a legal gambling ring out of Havana, Cuba. I wouldn't know no different. I don't pay no bills neither. And there you go. Illicit crime. Cut me in. I don't know if taking coconut oil and lavender is divorce worthy, but I get it. Women's hair products are pretty much expensive. I've been taking my wife's African Pride stuff, and that's when my beard been glistening. I put all type of extra. I be putting it where hair don't even grow. I put it on my underarms, my elbows, shoulder pads. Put it in my socks so my feet are smooth. This is our time to take back what is ours. Don't divorce that man over some hair products. Girl, you sound crazy. Steal from him. Still. Next question. Dear Kev on Stage, I've been going to a new church and I have a crush on a guy who goes there, but through some Facebook stalking, don't judge me, I found out he has a girlfriend. I told my friends about this and they have encouraged me to shoot my shot. Now I don't want to be a homewrecker, but is it really homewrecking if they're not married or engaged? What you say? Take that girl's man. She ain't even all the way his yet. Do you think Alicia Keys let Swiss Beats being married stop her from getting her soulmate? She was like, nah, I want you as my husband. What about Mashonda? What about Mashonda? That ain't my problem. I'm Alicia Keys. And as punishment, the Lord took her voice. She's basically the Ariel of the home wrecking world. They ain't even got no home to wreck. They ain't even engaged. They ain't even laid the foundation for marriage. Shoot your shot now and go hard. Here's the thing where y'all mess up. When y'all shoot y'all shot and you're trying to destroy a relationship, you don't go hard enough. Send him a picture of sweet potato pie, yams, macaroni, and be like, I bet your girl can't do this. And then send your location. He's coming right over. Or send him your kneecap. Be like, there's more where that came from. He'd be like, man, what's up there? You got to come over. Leave your little girlfriend. She musty anyway. Call her names. Your girl ain't even got no teeth. Even stuff that's not even true. She got teeth. Shut up. Them is veneers. You gotta take the confidence he has in her and destroy it. Don't let a happy relationship keep you from your soulmate. This is what DM sliding was invented for. To take people's girlfriends and boyfriends. Trey Songz, Mr. Steal Your Girl. Steal! If the Lord wants you to have him, he'll let him go. Shoot your shot. This is your life. Just hope that if you get him, somebody doesn't steal him from you. Now you're happily married, 3 kids in, and another girl's like, she couldn't give you 4. Like, I thought we agreed that we didn't have no kids. I got my tubes tied for you. I changed my mind. And now you lost a husband and you're a single mom. You got to just chalk it up to the game. You played that game and the game played you. Just relax. That man has good life, good finances, good credit. Steal him from her. But if you want good credit, you got to look in the life stream. Did you know the average interest rate on a credit card debt is over 19% APR? Have you looked at your interest rate lately? You don't need to be a financial expert to know that consolidating debt into a low fixed rate can save you thousands in interest. So pay off your high interest rate credit cards with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with autopay, much lower than the national average interest rate on credit card debt. Me and my wife paid all of our credit card debt off a couple years ago. I think we're about 2 or 3 years debt free. And the first thing we did was get a credit card consolidation loan. And our rate wasn't even this low. It was way higher than this. So imagine how well you're going to do when you consolidate all your high interest credit card rates to a low interest rate like this. Huh? Get a loan from as low as $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. Now, this special offer is just for my listeners. Apply today at livestream.com/deer and get an additional interest rate discount. That's livestream.com/deer for additional discount rate. LIGHTSTREAM.com/DEAR. Subject credit to approval. Rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. And offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/deer for more information. And for my Spanish-speaking listeners, para more información. O para más información, Josh? Para mucho. Bailamos. Para más. Para más informaciones. Información. The day of the Geechee is over. Dear Kev. I hate my in-laws. We've never been close, but I recently gave birth to our daughter, and now they always seem to be around. They all drop by unannounced, and my sister-in-law even jokingly called my daughter her daughter. My husband won't speak up because he seems to enjoy their company. How do I tell these people to stop coming around? I would prefer to only see them at Christmas. Thanks. Desperate for boundaries. You telling this husband that I don't like your family. Your mom, meh. Meh at best. Your sister, my child's aunt calling my baby her baby? No. Listen, the only true way around this, and I hope you understand, you just got to move. That's it. take that baby out of the country. Trigger an Amber Alert. When you move into your new apartment, say, listen, you can come live here too, Laquan, but not if your mom and them finna be pulling up. One of the best parts about living in LA is that none of our family lives here. Our parents, Melissa's parents, grandparents, we want to pull up. All we have is Melissa's sister, Mel, and Greg, but they don't be pulling up like that. They always call before they come. So all that in-law stuff, we alleviate all that. Ain't nobody coming over to say what up. We live too far to just pull up at our house. Nobody ever shows up unannounced. We live 3,000 miles away from any of our parents. Move. Take that baby away. Only part that sucks is you don't have free babysitters and stuff. Okay? Who cares about the in-laws? People don't need to like their in-laws. That's a lie. It's a fib. Who cares about them? That ain't my family. That's your family. But just make sure you keep that same energy when he says your mom's bald-headed. I don't like your bald-headed mama either, because it's easy to say that about somebody else's family. It's harder when it's said about yours. Okay? Take that baby out of the state. Trigger an Amber Alert. Last question. Make sure to send your questions to DearKev@KevOnStage.com. Dear Kev, I'm 25 and I'm having super strong baby fever. I had baby fever in the past, but this time it's not going away. Most of my friends are married and having kids, and it made me feel like I'm missing out on the joys and family and motherhood. I finally have a boyfriend. We're doing long distance. We plan on moving in together next year. I'm a Christian woman, but I really want to do things in the traditional way. You know, get married and didn't have kids. But I feel like as soon as I move in with my boyfriend, I'm going to throw that all away and throw it back for him in the bedroom. We both have good and pure intentions for one another, but I want to get married. And once we both settle in our career paths, part of me says I shouldn't wait because I'm not getting any younger, and having kids is not always the easiest most assume. Should I just hold off on having kids right now, or should I just be a big old freak like Megan Thee Stallion? Big old freak. Big booty, big old tree. Kids are overrated. Kids are trash. They are completely and utterly useless when they are born. They don't do anything but ruin everything. All they do is cry and snot. They have no fine motor skills. They can't wipe themselves. They pee everywhere. They doo-doo. They don't sleep at night. You got to put them in the bed. And then when they're older, all they do is have deep voices and then want to hang out with their stupid friends when you have vacations planned. Your stupid kid's going to be like, hey, I know we're in Hawaii and this vacation was really expensive, but can we leave early so I can go to my friend's house? Trash. Trash. And then they don't even take out the trash. They don't take it down. They forget. It comes every Wednesday. All you got to do is take it out Tuesday night. Do they remember? No. So when you're going to the gym and it's cold outside, you got to remember to take the trash down. To answer your question, if you want to still deal with trash, small, little, drunk, old people, which is basically what kids are. They're like drunk old people stumbling around, peeing, crying, being hungry. Do it as soon as possible. Get it over with. The best blessing in my life is that I'm 36 and my kids are 13 and 11. By the time I'm 42, I think, both of my kids will be out of high school. Is that right? Great. Joe's in 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. I can never take my fourth finger up that much when I count. Do y'all have that problem? If I count like this? Yeah, but nobody starts with their thumb. Let me see you start with your thumb. Will your forefinger be? See how it looks? Maybe I'm just weak. 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. Yeah, 42, right? Yeah. That's the only benefit. 42, both my kids will be out of the house. That's the only good thing. You're older, though. The benefit is you have more money. Your kids don't have to struggle. When my kids were young, we had no money. They didn't even know we were poor because they don't know anything. They're little dumbs. They can't even count. They cry when they get their hair cut. But baby fever is a myth because the thing is people only post when their baby is cute. I have my niece. I only post when she's being cute. Sometimes the camera's off. She's a terror. In the middle of the night, she cries, my mom, my dad. She would just say that at 3 o'clock in the morning and then go back to sleep. And then you're up for another 20, 30 minutes. Nobody puts that on their gram. Most of their life is trash. They're overrated and you're better off without them. CNN.com said most single, happy adults don't have children. They add no value to their life. None. None. Take medicine if you have a fever. Don't have kids. That's enough for today. It's been a great episode. I love you all individually as a group. If you want to submit a question, do so, dearkev@kevonstage.com. You can check this podcast out every Friday on Apple Music TV podcast area and Spotify TV podcast and Stitcher, Google Play, YouTube, and Facebook as well. I love you. I'm on a cruise right now. My shirt's off, and it ain't pretty. Bye.